Both money and active service needed, March 14. Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart you shall take my offering, NKJV. I have heard men and women who have been engaged in the work in the publishing houses and sanitarium complain of having to work over hours. If they cannot stop work after 8 hours labor, they become dissatisfied. But these very ones, when they enter business for their own private benefit, will work on fully 10 hours as they do in America and often extend their labor to 12 hours. They make no complaint, because it is in their own personal interest. It makes every difference whether the time is to be employed to their own special advantage or for the service of God or their neighbor. Willing service in saving the means that is so limited is more satisfactory than hoarding means. With the right motive in view, such time would be reckoned as devoted to the service of God. This definite work for God in building, in planting, in reaping harvest, or any line of work, will cost considerable thought and labor. But it pays. God will multiply the resources, He will help in producing the means. Many are already working in this line, and have always done so. The devotion of time to God in any line of work is a most important consideration. Some can use the pen to write a letter to some far-off friend. By consecrated personal labor, we may in many ways do personal service for God. Some think that if they give a portion of their money to the cause of God, this is all they are required to do, and the precious time given them of God, in which they could do hours of personal service for Him, passes by unimproved. It is the privilege and duty of all who have health and strength to render to God active service. The giving of donations and money cannot take the place of this. Those who have no money can substitute personal labor, and even money can be made in various ways in this work. Everyone may be a laborer together with God. The hours which have been usually spent in recreation that has not rested or refreshed either body or soul may be spent in seeking to help some poor soul who is in need of help, in visiting the poor, the sick, and the suffering. Our time is God's, and as Christians, we must use it to the glory of God.